Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles to Job. Now, I'm going to use this Thompson NIV. I want you in the back to put whatever scripture I call in King James Version on the board. Job 22. We're going to look at one verse. Job 22, 28. Put it on the board. Job 22, 28, because I got to show him something here that is outstanding, something that is outstanding, something that we have not had. We have not had as Christian. We're going to deal with decreeing your divine benefits daily. Decreeing, wait till you find out what decreeing really means. I got some other words that the Lord revealed about decreeing. Now, in Job 22, 28, it says, in the King James Version, thou shalt also decree a thing. You see that? Decree a thing. Y'all heard that?
Yes, sir.
All right. And it should be established unto thee. Three things happen. You decreed, it be established, and the light shine on it, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now watch in the NIV as I read it to you. And you're going to find out another word for decree. Let me say this to you. Decreeing is the revelation of an ownership fact. In other words, when you decree something, you know you own it. So now it's not just confessing, but you're decreeing that it's mine. Now watch what happened in this verse. I don't know if anybody of y'all got your computer, the NIV. This verse says, what you decide on will be done.
Yes.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
So it says, so decree is synonymous with deciding. So what God is saying, you decide if you come out like I've decided for you to come out. So once you get the revelation and you have, I'll give you another word about it. Let me read the rest of it. What you decide on will be done. And light will shine on your ways. That's what the NIV says. Isn't that something? What you decide on. Look in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. We're talking about decreeing your divine benefit daily. Oh, I want you to write this down in your note. Embracing decreeing wisdom. And then I want you to write this down. By grace, knowing your divine ownership rights. Knowing your divine ownership rights. Now, in Proverbs chapter 16, which my Bible run reference to it from Job 22, 28, the third verse, 16:3. Proverbs 16:3. Now in the King James, commit thy work unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Now in the NIV, you listening?
Yes, sir.
Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plan. It's just showing us how our victory or our whatever plans, God put them in our hands. As we follow his word. Are you seeing it?
Yes, sir.
Now, when it come down to decreeing, it is releasing your ownership faith.
Yes.
You will move, listen, into a new level of living. I like the way the Spirit showed me this. It says, decreeing your rights that are already yours. See it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Also, listen very carefully. But you cannot live in them in this system automatically. You cannot live in them in this system automatically. You got to do something about it. Decide. Degree. Decree. Ownership. It's three other words I want to give you. Decreeing means decide. It means establish. It means security. Now, if you go back to Job 22, 28, he said decree a thing. But now you have the revelation that decreeing means I'm decreeing my ownership. The Spirit of God now tells me to say to you prophetically, it's a divine move. Y'all got to listen now. It's a move of divinity that God have given you the right to display on earth. And your life, as you do it, your life gonna come on the outside. Your life gonna show it. As an apostolic believer, and then you go back to Ephesians where we talk about the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, teacher, and evangelist, and for the perfection of the saints, the work of the ministry. And then you go to 16 verse, 4, Ephesians 4, 16, every joint supply. In other words, you're coming out of the babyhood stage that someone always got to be praying for you. Some people are lazy. They don't want to grow up. They just want somebody else to do it for them. But it's nothing like knowing how to do it for yourself. So now this decreeing, go back to Job 22, 28, because this decreeing is developed through a maturing anointing. You have to get. That's why Job 22, you start at 21, and it gives us marks of maturity before we got to the 28th verse. Become better acquainted with God. All right? So I wrote, here's an apostolic wisdom to put you in your God-designed position. Now, you will have to learn how to yield before you decree. You just can't be going saying a lot of stuff. You got to learn how to hear, and when you're decreeing, you're in an attitude of maturity. Well, let's. Now I want to show you. In the scriptures, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. I'm going to say some terms you're going to have to line up and study yourself. Embracing wisdom. Embracing wisdom. Spiritual hearing, spiritual discernment, spiritual receptivity. Spiritual knowledge. Spiritual wisdom. There's a whole lot, but I'm pouring it on you. Spiritual understanding. spiritual insight, spiritual discernment, spiritual receptivity. I don't know if you heard that, spiritual receptivity. As you mature, revelation, you receive it. Spiritual hearing, not just hearing, spiritual hearing. Spiritual knowledge, spiritual wisdom, spiritual understanding, spiritual insight. So I wrote in my Bible, don't let the enemy stop your hearing. Hearing, understanding, decreeing, and receiving. Hearing, understanding, decreeing, and receiving. All right, here in Proverbs, it's noted in the translation here, the purpose and the theme, what Proverbs are really for. In Proverbs 1, verse 1, it said, the Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. I'm reading out the NIV. The second verse says in the NIV, for gaining wisdom and instruction. Oh, my. For gaining wisdom and instruction. So the old routine of church, the just emotional side and excitement side will have to be laid aside to a degree. It'll come back, but it'll be real. It'll be more real, you see. So let me read this verse to you too. For gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight. Verse 2 in NIV. Look what it says. For gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight. Wisdom, instruction, insight. Say it with me. Wisdom, instruction, insight. That's what the Holy Spirit want to bring on the body of Christ now, that you can have wisdom, understanding, insight, instruction, that no matter what culture, what government, or what attack come on the church, you stand firmly. You see, God need Daniels now. He need Davids now. He need people who the ratio of the number against them is a whole lot further than they can explain, but they win anyway. But you're going to have to be matured. Let me read that verse again. What this proverb for? For gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight. So it's actually wisdom, instruction, understanding, and insight. Wisdom, instruction, understanding, and insight. To decree your divine benefit daily, you're going to have that from God. Notice verse 3. For receiving instruction in prudent behavior. That's the NIV. For receiving instruction in prudent. Prudent behavior, not just behavior. For giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young, let the wise listen, in verse 5, and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guardians. Jesus Christ. Maybe I ought to let them put it up there in the NIV for you. You got it up there for you? Yeah, they got it in the NIV, okay. That's powerful. Let the wise listen, add to their learning, and let the discerning get guardian. Jesus Christ. The more matured you are, the more powerful you can decree. And the reason decreeing become a decision. In other words, when you decree, it's a decision. You don't deal with it anymore. It's a done deal. Because you got revelation to recognize, because of your divine connection with God, what you're saying is rightfully yours, and that heaven will back it up and nothing can stop it. You are going to start receiving things. Y'all been saying a lot of stuff, but you're going to start receiving things if you're paying attention now. You're going to start to receive it because you're going in a different platform. You're going in a divine understanding. You'll stir up your divine nature. Your physical voice not going to be the only voice speaking. You're going to be spiritually speaking in an anointing that can call things that be not as though they were, and they come into existence. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'll do what I'll do. Yes, I'll do it. I'll do it. Look at verse 4. For giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen. Verse 5. And add to their learning. And let the discerning get guardians. Good God Almighty. It's over and over. It's putting you in a position for understanding, verse 6, proverb and parable, the saying and riddle of the wise. And then it says in verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. See, you had to be a student to grow and develop. Now, I know a Word of Life and those online, I know the church have entertained you. And I know that's why we have so many people sick. That's why we have so many people broke. And then that's why we have so many people unhappy. Because their divine nature cannot be stirred up like it should because of an immaturity. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, the Spirit of God will move in here just like any time. I sense His presence right now. He will move. We got to get to the place where we can slow down and let Him train us that when you are alone at your house, in your car, or on your job, you know you got it covered.
Yes.
You know He's with you. And you know you can call on the name of Jesus, and Jesus will manifest and the Holy Spirit will help you. And that's what it's all about. And that's what we're supposed to be training you, how to grow up and handle yourself.
Yes.
Keep feeding you from one dimension to another. Keep feeding you from one dimension to another. But we got to get excited. We get excited about a lot of performance, a lot of stuff going on, causing us Let me get started giving you some points that I want you to look at. Well, no, I got to go there. Go to Ephesians 1. Look at verse 3. I look at it in here. Ephesians 1, 3. Put it on the board, Ephesians 1, 3. Because I'm going to show you how to unravel your decrees.
Hallelujah.
Now, it says here in the NIV, Ephesians 1, 3, praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing in Christ. So we got a right now. We have a right now. Listen to me. We have a right now on earth to live in the heavenly realm. And the heavenly realm says nothing is impossible. And the heavenly realm says there's no limit. All these limits and demarcation marks been drawn by man, but it's not for us. We got a divine nature, okay? All right, now, to decree properly, to function in the instruction and direction and the supernatural, that voice said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So you already have done that, right? Now, for us to be able to decree properly our divine benefits daily, the Holy Spirit pushed me to the prayer that Paul prayed in Ephesians 1:15. Put it up in the King James Version. Ephesians 1:15. I got to go over this thing before I start giving me the first point. You got to be prepared to hear. So now, look what he said. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, how many of y'all got faith in the Lord Jesus?
Yes,
and love to all the saints. I go to the next verse. Keep going. Go to the next verse. 16th verse. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. That's an apostolic prayer. Because he's shifting them over into another dimension. Okay? All right, give me the next verse. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, now watch him, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. So there's wisdom, revelation, and knowledge. I want you to wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of him. Go to the next verse. Wisdom, revelation, knowledge, understanding. In light. If you don't have that, when you get down to the glory of his inheritance, you're not going to be able to handle it. You're a church member. And the preacher know everything. You don't know too much. You know some, you know. Go to the next word. And what is the exceeding greatest power to us who believe? According to the working of his mighty power. Now, you got to be in revelation to know that. You have to have divine understanding to know how much you mean to God.
Yes.
And how much God mean to you.
Amen.
I go to the next verse. Verse 20. What you wrought in Christ when he raised from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly place. Keep going, because I want to show you something very quickly. Yeah, we are. Nothing can't come up we can't handle. Yeah, we are. Look at his voice. Let them kick up all the dust they want. Let them get all the colors they want. Let them build what they want, have parades. It doesn't matter. If you come to maturity, far above all principality, power, might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in what is to come. That's where we are. But you have to be mature to know that and grow up in the things of God. Now, decreeing your divine benefits daily. Now, we say some other words for decreeing. What other word we say for decreeing? Yeah, see, decree, when you decree, a decree means it's already decided. They've been waiting on you to decree it. See, God can't move unless somebody give him faith to move. See? So you got to say some things about yourself.
Right.
When you see it, say it.
Yes.
See, say it and believe it. Hold on to it, because God gonna bring it to pass.
Yes.
That's the secret of it. Look at Revelation 3:20. I'm gonna give you some principles right quick now. Revelation 3:20. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, right?
Yes, sir.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and what? And be with him. I mean I come in fellowship with him. And the statement I want to put with that, open the door and let the blessing flow.
That's good.
Open the door and let the blessing flow. He's knocking. He's knocking right now. All you got to do is open the door and let the blessing flow. Nobody can stop you. All right, now you're going to love this one, because here's a release coming now. Here's a release now. Y'all got to take this stuff, because I'm not just talking. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm not going to tell you what verse, because I'm going to say something for it. Now, listen to me very online. Listen to me. What the Spirit of God told me to tell you on this lesson. Because you're learning how to be a proper decreer, you will not be blocked no more.
Amen.
Well, that's powerful, man.
Yes.
Look at 2 Corinthians 9 and 8.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians 9, 8. You will not be blocked no more. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things and abound in every good work, you will not be blocked. When you need healing, you're going to get healing. When you need what? Do you know how powerful it is for God to tell us you will not be blocked anymore? Because the principality and power we just read in Ephesians in that prayer, we got authority over all them. The only person can block you. Ephesians 3:20, you know what it says, right? Now unto him that David do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask to think. Look what it said at the end of that verse. Put Ephesians 3:20 up there, according to the power that works in us. See, it's on us. And it's up to this pulpit to train you apostolically and prophetically, and then the pastor and the teaching and evangelist catch on to it, that you can do this thing yourself. So you will not, nothing, you will not block, be blocked no more. All you got to do is go to that voice I give you. Go back to 2 Corinthians 9, 8. Look what that voice says again before I go to the next one. 2 Corinthians 9, 8. I like the first 1, 2, 3, 4 words. That made me want home. Oh, he's able. And God is able to make all grace. See, all grace, great. All grace abound towards you. Remember Ephesians 1:3? That ye always having all sufficiency in what? In all things may abound to every good work. You take that voice there and put it with Ephesians 3:20 and meditate those two verses. Ooh, you have some power in your life. Now listen very carefully. Not only hear his voice, make sure that he hear your voice, confirming his blessing to you. When I first came upon this verse, I had to do a lot of studying. Then in Psalm 139, verse 14, and you connect it to 3 John 2. Go ahead, use your Bible. Psalm 139, so this is a teaching class.
Yep.
And I want to give you a statement that I want you to use on those two verses. My soul knows right well my benefit rights. My soul knows right well my benefit rights. See, that's going to change everything. My soul knows right well. Look, it says, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. I would praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous are thy work, and that my soul knows right well. See, your soul and your mind and your body are the one pull you out of line. And if you know how to deal with them, you get right back in line. My soul knows right well. Okay, so get that statement now. My soul knows right well my benefit rights. Decree your benefits and they will increase.
Yeah. Wow, that's good.
Now, see, when you say decree, you say, I'm deciding what I'm going to have.
Yeah.
See, a decree is a decision.
Uh-huh.
It's not just repeating something. is by revelation and by insight, you have come to the point the Holy Spirit told you that belong to you in your divinity. And you can bring it to your body and to your life situation. Now, go ahead and work on something with it. Watch what happens. You go ahead and start working on something with it, on these principles that the Lord has given us, and watch what happens. And you know, Mark 11:23 handled that. Very, very, whosoever shall say. See, so make Mark 11:23 a decreeing voice. Operating in spiritual knowledge is the secret of constantly having manifestation. Operating in spiritual knowledge is the secret of constantly having manifestation. Look in Exodus 29:46. I think I'm right. Is that such a voice? Because I get to type and get to talk. Then I found out how to talk to this thing and make it tight. Sometimes I got to pronounce that word. I don't know what I'm saying sometimes, but I talk to it. I found it. I point that thing tight for me. I said, all right, that's all right. I'm learning just like anybody else, you know. That's 29:46?
Yes.
Yeah. Put it up there. What is that in the back? Were they sleeping? 29:46. Give it to them again. Let me give it to them again. Exodus 29:46. All right, now, let me make the statement again. Operating in spiritual knowledge is a secret of constantly having manifestation. Hear this voice. And they shall know that I am the Lord their God that brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, that I may dwell among them. I am the Lord their God. And just like he brought them out of Egypt, which seemed impossible, anything that you're dealing with that you need to get out, he can bring you out. The odds was against him. The Red Sea. What about the Red Sea? Like, no hope. Naturally, there was no hope. God opened it up. What you have to do is see, look back on your life, see some Red Seas you had. Some of y'all done went through, and y'all done walked through, right? The water was on both sides, and you wasn't supposed to get to the other side, and you walked right on through there. You sat like that, like God had never done nothing for you. It looked like it wasn't going to work, but you walked right on through it, changed planet, nobody in y'all know what you've been through but you. But God has done great and mighty things for you. See, you don't want to know the history of the Bible. You want to know the mystery. See, there are times in your life you may have Red Sea experience. And the same God who brought them through the Red Sea brought you through that situation that was closing in on both sides. And don't look like you can get to the other side. And all of a sudden, God. How many have experienced? We all have experienced it. We all have experienced it. So we must never give up, never give in. But as you grow and mature, you know, even from this lesson tonight, we're learning some things. Oh, my goodness. Give me a few more minutes. Sit down. Turn to Exodus 33, and let's look at verses 13 to 15. Operating in spiritual knowledge is the secret of constantly having manifestation. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
operating in spiritual knowledge, decreeing knowledge, is the secret of constantly having manifestation. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. Look at verse 14. And he said, My present shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. I give it a 15th verse. He said, if your present don't go with me, I don't want to go. He said, if thy present go not with me, carry us not up there. You see what I'm saying? But he said, lo, I'm with you always. So you're always carrying his present. You have to pause sometime to let his present kick in. Now, this is an odd statement I'm about to say. Don't push scripture beyond his presence. Oh, you didn't get it. You know. See, you can start pushing scripture beyond his presence. In other words, you're so gone with the scripture, you're not paying attention to what he's telling you to do. And so you're trying to scripture run God. But the scripture is supposed to be running you. Here's a good one. Decreeing mysteries is your divine rights. Look at Matthew 13:11. Decreeing mysteries is your divine right. He answered unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. So you, as a child of God, you should know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, or the Spirit will reveal them to you. What? How many verses in Matthew 13? What? Look it up for me. Huh? Well, look at the 52nd verse. I didn't want to tell you, but I didn't have that many verses. Look at 52. Matthew 13:52. Then said he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed into the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure, out of his treasure thing. In other words, there's a treasure. You're a treasure house. Wow. And our job is to train you to bring it out. Uh-huh. Decreeing mysteries is your divine right, that your treasures can come out in your life, manifest, that everybody can see it. There's a supernatural decreeing anointing waiting for your constant activation. Yes. In decreeing, I'm going to give you some words here to go also. Redeemed, restored, rescued, revival, replenished, and renewed. Redeem. A lot of things in your life are going to be redeemed. Restored. Ah! Yes. Rescued. Yes. Revival. Uh-huh. Replenished and renewed. Here's what divine decreeing bring to pass in your life. I'm going to say them slowly and then I'm going to close. Embracing wisdom. Spiritual hearing. Spiritual knowledge. Spiritual receptivity. Spiritual understanding. spiritual insight, spiritual wisdom. Oh, watch it when you get home. You ain't gonna be to get all this. Spiritual instruction. Spiritual seeing. Seeing, S-E-I-N-G. Spiritual speaking. Now, these two last statements are going to bring you all the way back to the front of what I've been aiming to get into you tonight. Ownership agreement. When you're decreeing, you're making an ownership agreement. And when you decreed by revelation, authority is applied. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violent took it by force. The kingdom of God is not word only, but power. And so when you rightly inform by the Holy Spirit of your divinity, and of your divinity mean in this aspect, divine rights, nothing can stop you. Now stand on your feet. I'm going to call for some members offline, because all y'all saved, all y'all ready.